Hello, everyone. This is Miss Krista, and this is Kinks and Drinks. What do you have? Tonight's special is mutual masturbation. That'll be a two for one, I'm sure. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Podbean server, but you must be 21 to partake. You can listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, bonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. Well, hello, Michelle. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great, bestie. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Oh, we're going to have fun tonight.
Girl.
You know it. So, why don't you go ahead and start off by letting everybody know just exactly who you are and how special you are.
Well, I am the melodious and magnanimous goddess Michelle. You can find me over on themasturbatrix.com. You can also find me on socials because I live for everything social media. So you can find me on Blue Sky at themasturbatrix.bsky.social. And you can also find me over on X at the, that's T-H-E-E, Divine Me. I'm a huge Megan Thee Stallion fan, if you can't tell by my handle. She is incredible. Also, I have a thing for very tall women who are in spectacular shape. I think Krista knows that, right?
I might have heard about that once or twice.
Or a few times. You can also find me on Femdom Fridays every Friday, just about, unless I'm, you know, not in the audience for some reason. Right. That's actually how I met you, Krista, was over on Femdom Fridays.
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. So, well, I am Miss Krista. And you can find me at phonesexfetishblog.com or right here or on Femdom Fridays. We do have fun there too. But tonight we are going to discuss mutual masturbation. Now, some people probably have some preconceived notions about this. And hopefully by the time this show's over, any preconceived notions you may have may be either proven or disproven by the end of the show, I hope. So, what is mutual masturbation? Pretty simple, don't you think? That's where two people, they get after it on their own. Basically, they're pleasuring themselves with somebody else. That's your take on it?
You know, I fully agree with that. I feel like we're masters of that. So yeah, absolutely. It is an masturbatory experience where either you're both pleasuring yourself at the same time or you're being handy with each other.
That's right. And, you know, it does not necessarily have to be in the same room with somebody.
That's
you can
right.
be doing anywhere in the world you can be. As long as you can connect with that person, you can have a mutual masturbation session. Mm-hmm. I have been doing it for a while and not just on, you know, the phone sex end of it. I have a girlfriend that lives about 80 miles from me, maybe a little bit more. In Florida, and I, you know, I live on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, so we're not always together. But we still play at least three nights a week. So.
Oh, love that schedule you guys have there.
And when I was, whatever it is that I'm up in Wyoming, well, then our schedule gets a little bit more regular. We'll do it probably five nights a week then, because we're not seeing each other at all when I'm up there. So, yeah, there is several tricks to having really good mutual masturbation.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to know, before I start divulging my secrets, I want to know Michelle's secrets.
Well, I too enjoy engaging in mutual masturbation at a distance. It's actually spectacular, because a lot of the, you know, a lot of my metamours that I've had over the years, we haven't always been in the same states or the same places. And some of my more long-term situations, I'm usually with somebody who likes to travel. So that is a thing we do. Also, I, as Mott has pointed out in the chat, I am a masturbatrix, and that really means that I excel at controlling someone's masturbation or guiding it. And I do a lot of that. As far as secrets go, I guess I can kind of talk about a situation I am in now with someone that I'm kind of seeing.
I definitely want to know that.
Well, we engage in mutual masturbation in the sense that, like, we're both switches, and sometimes he guides what I do, and other times I guide what he does.
And well, I'm wet now.
Right? I'm kind of getting there myself just thinking about it, because it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it because, you know, he'll tell me where to touch, you know, because I am a handsy girl. And they enjoy the fact that I enjoy their hands. So that's kind of a thing we do. We also do a thing where we turn on our screens so that we can see each other.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never our faces, right? It's really hot because we never do our faces.
Oh, okay.
We just do the lower areas that we're touching. So I'll be guiding him on what to do, and I get to watch that. And whenever it's my turn and he's guiding me on what to do, he gets to watch.
Mm.
So that's kind of a fun thing we've been doing. We've been discussing the kind of love-in situation and might get into that, but we'll have to see. But for now, it really is just the hands and flipping the screen. And you know me, I love hands. So I love seeing his hands on him, on himself, and knowing that I'm the one telling him what to do is what's so exciting.
Yes, yes, yes.
And like I said, I'm a really good masturbatrix. So those sessions go on for a while. About 30 minutes is what we've gotten up to now. We're trying to go a little bit further than that.
Mm.
But it's kind of new. It's kind of fun.
That is. That sounds very exciting. And for you, Callie, I see you just made a comment about the Love Ins ad goes here. Well, hell, why not start off with that one?
You know?
That is brand new. Anal Lush, made by Love Ins.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, Miss Harper has a thing about that if the base is not wider than your entrance to your butt, you should not put it in you. Ooh, well, evidently, Love Ins has been listening to her, because they come out with this jewel. Hello, Miss Bianca. How are you tonight? Yay. We are talking about mutual masturbation tonight, Miss Bianca. And basically, I am just now posting the new, brand new Lush Anal. So, yes, I haven't had a chance to play with it yet. I haven't talked anybody into getting it. It is on my list of things that I might want to try myself, even, because I do like butt play. So, but Callie had said, here is where the Love Ins ad goes. So I had to post something right quick. Mm. I just got the spinel, whatever the hell it's called.
Spinel?
Yeah, whatever. The supersonic fuck machine.
Oh, mercy. That thing looks so beautiful.
Oh, God.
I would love a fuck machine.
Oh, you know, I still, to this day, will say that the most impressive toy that I've ever owned is the Dommy 2. But this little motherfucker here, holy shit. That thing will, well, it'll fuck the bean off of you.
Oh my gosh, it's so cute too. You wouldn't think it would, you know, pound you out like that.
Oh my God. The thing, I don't remember all of the specs, but it does like over 12,000 thrusts a minute or some shit. It's stupid. I'm going to have to go look because I may be misquoting. So let me take a quick look at what it says here.
More like it'll fuck you, stupid. Oh, mercy.
Oh, yes. Here we go. No, I was wrong. It's only 1,450 thrusts a minute.
What? That's still a lot. That's still impressive.
I challenge any of you men out there listening to this show, especially you, cowboy. I see you out there in the audience. I know you don't get into the chat, but you listen. I know you're listening. I challenge you to thrust 1,500 times a minute. I bet you, you can't do it. Even a cowboy stud. And, well, I'm going to throw the challenge out to one other person that's in the room. Ryan, I bet you can't pump 1,450 times in a minute. And it's not that it just does it for 1 minute. It can do this until the battery runs down.
Right. Like, that's the thing about machines. They don't get tired.
Yeah, so I challenge any of you. But anyway, yeah, that is, oh, fuck. I had my first time with my girlfriend with this toy Monday night. Yeah, Monday night. And, oh, God. I lost track after about 3 minutes of how many orgasms I was going to have for the night. And it's still a mystery. I have no idea. I just know that I was completely spent afterwards.
You got fucked, silly bestie. That's the best thing. Oh,
oh, it
I love
is.
That for you. I love that so much for you.
You gotta love it. So anyway, well, there's a couple of little toys that start off, but I am going. Yes. Oh, holy shot. That sounds sexy, Krista. It was a lot of fun, Miss Bianca. It was a lot of fun. And, well, you just can't go wrong that way. You just can't go wrong.
I had a quick question about that spinel. Can you control that to thrust on someone else?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's what you were talking about. All right.
Yeah.
Just checking, because I'm getting visuals too, and my visual is being the one controlling that.
Oh, it's fun. She's got one as well.
I'm thinking about a tight little bottom that I would love to use that on.
Ooh. Well, it would, I'm sure, get their attention.
A tight little bottom and some really cute panties. Yeah.
Ooh, I love it. You know, right. Panties are always, you can't ever go wrong with panties.
Mm-mm. I think cocks look better in panties, to be honest with you.
Oh, I do too. I do love. So now, before we get too deep into tonight, And I say deep because the toys do get bigger as we go. Let's go ahead and talk about some libations.
Ooh, yes, yummy.
Yes, why not? Give me just a second and I will post it in our room.
You know, here this is going to be a good one.
I named it Sheba.
Oh, like the song?
That's exactly why, because that song is about rubbing your bean.
You know what? I remember you suggesting that for our beat off beats. Do you remember that playlist we built? Like, that was a while ago, but
Oh yeah. That I love Cyndi Lauper. I would do her rotten. She is just so cute. Oh my God.
That voice, you know, to hear her as you're doing what you're doing.
It's just so bubbly. I love her. But anyway, tonight's drink is a combination of a couple of spirits. One is 1 ounce of Malibu coconut rum, and then 1 ounce of peach vodka. I had peach vodka because of our drink from last night, so I figured why not double dip?
Which is exactly what we're doing with this mutual masturbation, right?
Oh, yeah. If you don't double dip when you're, oh, God. Like I said, it's a 2-for-1 show. Anyway, and it's got 1 ounce of orange juice, 1 ounce of cranberry juice, and you top it with Sprite. But what you do is you put everything but the Sprite into a shaker filled with ice, and you just shake the hell out of it. Get it good and cold, get it good and stirred and mixed. And then you strain it into a rocks glass filled with ice, garnish it with a mint sprig and an orange wheel, and top with Sprite. And I'm drinking one right now, and it is fucking delicious.
Oh, I believe it. Oh, it sounds so good.
Oh, it is. It just has that. It's springtime and it's tropical time. Let's have some fucking fun and rub and jack and just have all kinds of fun.
Yeah, grind it out.
That's right. Get those fingers limbered up. So that's our drink. And like I said, I did pick it for that very reason. And here's a line in the song that I just absolutely love. Hey, I've been thinking of a new sensation. I'm picking up the good vibrations. Oop, she bop, she bop. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Sounds like the perfect song for the weekend, too.
Yep. Like I said, she's just so much fun. And I believe that there was some other songs going around about masturbation earlier this week. So if you want to post any of those, you guys that are in the room, you knock yourselves out because I know it's fun.
Ooh, I have many, and I'm starting us off with Shebop. I had to put her in there.
There you go. You got to love that. Here is kind of a fun little take on some mutual masturbation. I subscribe to a website. You can go search it for free. That's not a big deal, but I subscribe because I love her. Mm-hmm. But it's called the Bad Girls Bible.
I love the Bad Girls Bible. I have a couple of her guides.
Yes, I do too. I love her. But she has written a thing about mutual masturbation, 9 tips to make it crazy hot for both of you. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to scrape across some of this. Scrape across. just gently brush across some of this.
Lightly caress.
Yes. The first thing is, why mutual masturbation? Mutual masturbation solves some problems. Number one, geographic location. It solves that. Mm-hmm. It'll teach you how to have multiple vaginal and full body orgasms as a woman. And for all of you out there that are, I call my special girls, sweeties, every single one of you can have full body orgasms as well. I like to call them Christogasms.
Hell yes.
So you can enjoy a full body orgasm as well. You can be intimate before you're ready to have sex. If you're just getting into a relationship and you're not sure you're wanting to have sex with that person yet, start off with some mutual masturbation.
Oh, I like that. Test the waters. Mm-hmm. Maybe warm things up.
Yeah. And it's also wonderful foreplay.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yes, oh, Bianca.
Exactly.
That is my thing, too. I love it.
I do, too. I absolutely love it. And I really love watching people pleasure themselves. And this is a little, self-absorbed maybe, but I love for them to pleasure themselves and know that it's because of me.
Oh, yes.
That is a major turn on, knowing that somebody's over there just cranking it out. And the thought that they're having is ultimately fucking me. So mm-hmm. Yeah, that's hot. That is hot. Another thing that it can do is it can prevent the spread of STIs.
Yep.
And the last thing she says, this is not just for teens, that, you know, mature people, people of all ages can enjoy mutual masturbation to get things kind of, well, rocking in your relationship. And I'm going to throw one more in there. It will give you a change up. If you're doing the same old doldrums, you know, mm-hmm. hop on, get off, hop off, this can change it up and actually add some spice.
You know, it really does. And I'd like to throw one in there too. It is a great way to like recover between positions, and also a great way to like recover. Like if you guys like, I know sometimes whenever you're hooking up with somebody, like for me, I come a lot. If the person that I'm with, they like know, you know, what to do, I come real quick. And a bunch. Mm-hmm. And sometimes my partner doesn't, you know, get to come as much, and they need a moment to like catch their breath, or I need a moment to catch my breath after coming so much. So mutual masturbation is like a good little kind of recovery moment. You know, mm-hmm. you can catch your breath and like pace yourself for the next one.
Yes. Yep. That is a very good point. Very good. And then Adriana next says, another benefit to mutual masturbation, and this is for a lot of women. I am not one of them. Michelle is not one of them. I am going to venture way out on a limb and say that Miss Bianca is not one of them. But there are a lot of women that are sexually awkward about their bodies. This gives them a safe environment to start to explore themselves in front of their man.
Or woman.
Yeah, or woman. But it gives them a safe place to actually start to warm up. Now, with guys, I believe that this can apply to you as well, especially if you are a little insecure or not overly experienced. This can give you that confidence you need to be able to play successfully with the opposite sex, or if you're into other men, playing with another man. So. Mm-hmm. So the courage aspect, I thought was kind of neat that she brought that up.
Yeah, right? Because, like, you know, sometimes whenever you're getting used to somebody, having that vulnerability, like, right away can be nerve-wracking, especially if you're in the same room. So with mutual masturbation or, like, from a distance, it's a really fun way to kind of build you up and get you there.
Yes.
Get you excited before you guys even get in the same room. Build your confidence so that, like, their hot body doesn't make you come immediately. Because I know I've had that problem before.
Yes, definitely. So anyway, I will be putting this link in my recap. And there are a lot of things that you're going to want to experiment with. And then, of course, she does include sex toys. She does not have the same overwhelming desire for lovin's that I do.
I don't really think anybody does, except for maybe here at the company, you know, here at Enchantrix. Maybe there's a few that match you.
I have been trying to spread the lovin's everywhere. Yes, Maul, I stole that from you. So, but here are, like, her number, her nine things. Number one, include sex toys. Number two, try it over cam or phone. Of course, long distance. Talk dirty to each other. That should be a no-brainer. But like I said, there's some people that just have a hard time. Learn, enjoy. That's the other thing about over distance, is you can feel a little bit more free to explore the naughtiness. Number four, and this is great for anybody that, like Michelle, and I'm going to let you all know, I am a switch as well, but I'm a very selective switch. There are way more people I will dominate than I will let dominate me.
Oh yeah, I definitely understand that. Like, there are just some people that, like, I'm not going to be able to submit to.
Yes. Yeah. And the list is very long for me.
Oh.
It requires a very certain type of person. Women, I will submit to way quicker than I will a man.
See, I find that too, and especially with my fellow non-binary folks, I love switching with non-binary folk.
Okay. like I said, I can switch with a woman, or even I can even be submissive to a woman, whereas it takes a very powerful, real, burly man to get me to switch with them, or to even submit to them. And it doesn't happen often, but when it does, oh fuck, it is fun,
right?
Number six is fantasize. Have some fantasies available when you're doing this.
Ooh, yes. Because sharing those fantasies can be like dirty talk, you know?
Yes, sharing is caring.
100%. It sounds like that's like the motto and the tagline for this whole show.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Number seven, she says, add porn.
Oh, yes. Don't be afraid to share those niches, you know?
If
you
have
like really niche porn that you like, you may find that sharing it with somebody helps you connect with them.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I have some people that call me that love to share porn. I'm going to throw this out to the world so everybody knows. Unless it is something that is just horrendously illegal, or nasty, you know, like I don't do any of the
harder
bodily. Don't do any of the bodily excrement, any of that.
No,
not doing it. But just porn. And I love almost all of it. BDSM, threesomes, all of it. I am into it. So if you ever want to share porn with me in a session, you just let me know and we'll have fun. And if you want to push it towards a mutual masturbation session, I'll give you a couple of hints. Lesbian, strapless strap-on with pantyhose play is my go-to. God, I love that shit. Oh, it turns me on. I also love anything to do with cuckolding. I love a cuck porn.
Ooh. Write down those keywords, y'all.
So just keep that in mind. Then number eight, she says one at a time. You don't always have to masturbate together. Watch each other.
Yes. Take turns.
Yes.
Fun time to experiment with switching, honestly. I'm telling you. Yes. Got us Michelle's stamp of approval with that swap. If you can swap POV while you're doing it.
Oh, yes.
That's even better. Like, you turn your camera around so that, like, you're looking down at yourself, or you have it flipped so that it's pointed at you, but it's almost like they're the one, you know, using the hands on you. Oh, love that. Love that POV swapping.
Yes. And then her number nine is, if you can, try to time your orgasms to be simultaneous.
Ooh, isn't that like fun work?
Getting up to that point,
like learning how to time your orgasms out, learning your partner's rhythm. Oh, I love that.
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
I very much enjoy watching their face because, you know, a person's facial expressions a lot of times will tell you just how close they are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And watch their breathing. That's another key. Ooh,
huge indicator. Yeah.
Yes.
And the way those hips move, when you get that specific body roll, you know what's coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Most certainly. So I promised some bigger toys.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
This one is a toy for a woman. However, the bold and the adventurous and those who love to have screaming orgasms with Miss Krista, this little jewel here is fun.
Ooh, Lord have mercy. Mercy.
It is a vibrating suction cup thrusting dildo.
Yeah, it is.
It is right at 9 inches long without it thrust. So anybody that's ambitious that wants to take a little extra, that one is a must have, and it is a lot of fun, and I enjoy it as well. I have one. I only have one of those because it's not one of my go-tos. It's one of my, every so often we gotta change things up. But it is, like I said, the thrusting on it is amazing. I like how it feels when it thrusts. And then here is its close second cousin.
Oh, it's called the Mission? Oh, that curve is wonderful.
Oh, yes, it is. And this one has that heating technology in it as well.
Oh.
It like the spinel has it too. Mm-hmm. So yeah. That's its second cousin. And
that is incredible. That's like the, you know, simulates the real thing so much too with the heating.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, lots and lots of fun. Now, for you penis endowed people out there that like to be all over that penis.
Penis.
Yes, the penis people. Oh, I've got some toys for you. Here is my number one selection for you if you want penal pleasure. It's called the Solace Pro. And for those of you that like to jack off and text, this is a godsend for you because you can mount it right to your desk and it'll do all the work for you.
Oh, so it like you slip yourself inside of this.
Yep, and it'll do all the moving.
Oh, I like that.
So you'll have your hands free to type. I know you still won't be able to type because your dick's being being enthralled, and you know, I know that brain disconnect, it just, you know, it happens. I'm not judging, so don't think I am. I think it's cute.
I get excited when they can't talk to you anymore, you know.
Oh, I love it when they go to typing when they're doing a text session and it's like every third word is unintelligible.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, yes.
Like, oh, baby, I know.
I understand, sweetheart. Yes, exactly like that. So that one is a lot of fun. Here is an anal toy that combined with the Dommy 2 is guaranteed to create a Christgasm. I have got a lot of history with this combination of the Edge 2 and the Dommy 2.
Ooh.
I have used this combination on countless. I can't even tell you how many people. I have given at least, let me do a quick count in my head, in the last year, at least 10 people have experienced their very first Christgasm with that combination.
Oh, Krista, you are a shero, truly.
The Edge and the Dommy, if you will get that combination and give me a call, I will send you places that you didn't even know existed. I had one, and this is cute, I've got to tell this story. Mm-hmm. I had one guy, he was very reluctant. He was like, but I'm really not big into putting anything in my butt. And so we started off slow. I talked him into getting a hyphy first. And I'm going to post the hyphy so you can see what I'm talking about. Give me just a second to find it. There it is. All right. But we started off with it, and he started experiencing how good shit. That ain't what I wanted. Control. Son of a bitch. Control C. Let's try this again. There we go. So,
now you got it.
If you look at that other end, it is very non-intrusive. It's littler than your little finger. So we started off with that. He started feeling the stimulations inside of him, and I got him up to the edge. The Edge 2. And the Dommy combination. And I swear to God, this was on a video call. He passed out during his orgasm. You could just see his eyes roll back in his head, and he just went limp. And then he started shaking, and then like 5 seconds later, his eyes popped wide open and he was like, it was so fucking hot. Oh, my God.
You sent him to heaven.
It was one of the hottest things I had ever seen. Fuck, that was. And at that point, I knew he died and come back to life. Yeah.
But that loss of control, you know, you causing that, that had to be the most incredible, exhilarating.
Oh,
feeling.
My God. It was so euphoric. And yes. Of course, at that point, I had to get out my dummy. And I think the combination that I made myself use was my dummy. And I think I was using the Nora. So, yeah, lots and lots of fun. But, yeah, so anybody that has a misconception that anything anal is gay, fuck you, it's not.
No, actually, Krista, don't fuck them. No one fuck them because they don't deserve it.
Right. I meant that in a more derogatory way. Not.
I know.
Yes, yes, I know. But no, if you are doing anything, I don't give a fuck if you're sucking a dick and I'm in the room with you encouraging you to do it. It's not gay because I'm there.
Right?
So if you have these preconceived notions of what is gay and what is not or whatever, you are denying yourself sexual pleasure. And I'll be honest with you, you're a bore. Just 100%. Throwing it out there. Just throwing it out there. You're fucking boring. So I will give you vanilla sex if that's what you want. But don't ever expect it in real life.
It'll be vanilla, but I promise it won't be sweet.
That's right. It'll be very, very bitter.
Ruined orgasms all around.
Oh, yes. And everybody that has not read my blog on ruined orgasms, I have the same take on them as K. Marie. So if you want a ruined orgasm, make sure you understand what you want before you call me with that request.
Oh, yeah, because she's going to ruin it.
Yeah, a ruined orgasm means that it's basically, well, you're not getting anything out of it other than just sheer torture. So.
Ooh, a ruined Christogasm.
Ooh, I don't know if I could do that because once you get to the point of going over the edge with a Christogasm, fuck. Every hell, you could pass out. I've seen it happen.
Derail that train and you can't. It's nonstop. Yep. It's going there. You're passing out.
Yes. Here is another penal masturbator. It's not as good as the Solace, but it may be something that you like. It is a pussy pocket type deal.
Ooh, pocket pussies, yes.
It is one of those. It's called the Max 2. And here's the thing, guys. For those of you that are not aware or have ever owned a Love Ents toy, their fucking motors are so goddamn incredible. The only way I know how to describe them compared to other toys is their toys' motors vibrate violently.
Violently. Oh, I love that.
That is the only way I know how to describe it. I am. This is my go-to toy, by the way. I'm going to see if I can get it to connect right quick, and I'm going to give you all a sample of what I am talking about. My go-to toy, everybody knows, is my dummy. That is the most versatile toy for a woman that I have ever had. I have a fairly new Hitachi magic wand. that has not left the drawer since I bought my first dummy 3.5-4 years ago.
Oh my God. Because this took its place? Because the dummy took its place?
It took its place. Just straight up took its place. Yes. The magic wand is a punk compared to the dummy too. Miss Bianca, you have a wonderful night, sweetheart. Thanks for dropping in. I do appreciate you here.
Yes. Good night, Bianca. Our fellow dark side sister.
Oh, and it just connected. Okay, here we go. I am going to give you all a audible an idea of what this toy can do. This is about 20% power.
Wow.
This is 100. Imagine that on your little bean or on the tip of your little princess pebble or on the tip of your cock. Yep, that's it. That is it.
Oh, mercy.
And that's not just the dummy. Their toys, all of them just vibrate so well. I mean, they're just incredible the way that they just fuck, man. I mean, they're just amazing. And they last well too. I over abused my first dummy too. I killed it.
Oh.
I got a lot of miles out of it. I mean, I got a lot out of that toy. So it is a very, very amazing toy. But
that sounded incredible. I could feel that.
Yes.
Through my headphones, I could feel it.
This is the Lush. And, you know, this toy is designed to go up inside of you and touch your G-spot. That's what this whole toy is designed to do. So it does not sound as violent, but consider where it goes. That is 100%. Imagine that on your G-spot, Miss Michelle.
Oh.
And see what makes that toy so much fun? Now, this is
I need a cigarette after that.
I'm going to give you a little bonus here on the mutual masturbation because, you know, everybody thinks that mutual masturbation, you're sitting there, you got your partner, you're doing your thing, and you're having fun, and you have your orgasms, whatever. I have another form of mutual masturbation. And it usually entails me and another lady or another couple of ladies. But with the new toys that have come out with that can be inserted, or here's another one that a guy can wear. It's called the Gush. Basically, this just it's a small little toy that wraps around his cock.
Oh.
But anyway, with all these different toys, here is another form of mutual masturbation that you can actually enjoy, and fuck, it is intense. You just heard that, my Lush. You just heard how it can be, and here's the thing. Let me do it again, and I'm going to put my fist, or I'm going to put my hand around it to where it muffles it. You really can't, if you have it inside of you and you got clothes on, people can't hear it. It's quiet enough that they can't hear it. It's like, I've got it right above my mic right now and you can barely hear it.
Oh yeah, you really can't. I mean, somebody has to be really close to you, like right. Head on your...
So they've made like these toys quiet, you know, if it's inside, and you got to figure when it goes up inside you, it's inside you. Ugh. So it don't make a whole lot of noise. Okay, now back to the new form of mutual masturbation. And I know nobody has ever really considered this as mutual masturbation because I have read and cannot find it anywhere. So this is a Krista original. Ooh. Write that shit down, guys. This is a Krista original.
Trademark Krista.
That's right. What trademark we do, you get a Lush or some kind of toy, the Gush, the Edge, a Hush. Oh, that's another one I got to give the guys. Actually, girls can use this one too. It is a butt plug. It is a wonderful butt plug because it fucking vibrates violently. There you go. And it comes in four different sizes for the beginner to the, oh my God, I'll take anything the size of a fucking crocodile up my ass.
They want to be stretched. Yeah. They want to be filled. So,
but yeah, they have, like I said, there's four different sizes and it goes from, you know, put your pinky into, go ahead and go up to the elbow, you know. And all things in between. But anyway, you put in one of these toys and then you get a friend and you give them control of your toy. You turn it on, you put it in, you forget about it. You go about your day. I have made rules with my girlfriends that this is not a game that we play at home. This is a game we play when you go out in public.
That's fucking hot.
So you have the toy in you. And believe me, when you've had a toy in you for an hour and it's not gone off, it's not on your mind anymore. Mm-mm. But now, just imagine you're standing in line at Walmart getting ready to check out. And you have not had your toy go off at all. And the next thing you know, this happens.
Oh, I can like see all this groceries flying out of your hands.
Yeah, you're dropping groceries. You're falling down, all that shit. Oh, yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. I have Tourette's or whatever, you know. I have a muscular disorder.
Oh, I worked out really hard at the gym and I'm just spasming. Yeah. Sorry.
Yes. So anyway,
you get ice pack.
that is a fun game to play. And with guys, you have toys that we can do that with too. Like that Gush. You
put that around your. I would love to do that.
And you never know when it's going to happen. So this is a very intense form of mutual masturbation because they have 100% of the control and you have no idea of when, where, how long, any of that is going to happen.
Right.
And here's what happens. You'll go along and nothing will happen for an hour or two, whatever. You get zapped. Well, your instant thing that you're going to do is you're going to zap them back. Or we like to play the game with three or more, where there's three or more people involved. And so somebody, if you get zapped, somebody else is getting zapped. It may be the person that got you or maybe that third person. And of course, she's going to jump in. Or he, and so it just and then it starts building. Then it becomes like, well, motherfucker, and then especially if you're texting back and forth, it's like, well, you motherfucker, man, I was at lunch with a client, and then next thing you know, the entire lunch you're becoming a blithering mess. So my thing is, don't ever give any information that could be incriminating. Yes. I have been there. Excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom right quick. I'll be right back.
Yes. Knees pressed together, just, I'm fine. I'm good. Just excuse me for a minute.
Is it warm in here?
Got so hot all of a sudden. Is anybody else sweating like this?
Yeah, it's 37 below zero. What the fuck are you talking about? It's hot in here. Yeah, but yeah, so that is a uber fun way to do some mutual masturbation that is not something that you're going to find anywhere else. But if you want to find out a little bit more about that, you let me know and we will talk about it. Mm-hmm. So I have to share this one too, because fuck, this one's fun too. And this is fun for both. It's like a slinky. It's fun for both.
Slinky.
Yeah, you remember? It's fun for a girl and a boy.
Yeah, and it goes down the stairs. Yeah.
But the song, it was the song, you know. It's fun for me. Yeah. So anyway, well, this is that. It is a rotating anal bead for men and women.
See, I would love to use that on somebody. I mean,
I love getting it used on me. I like it in me. Oh God, it feels good.
And the tip is the part that rotates, right? Or the whole thing?
Yeah. Well, there's things inside of it, and you can feel it ripple.
Oh, ooh, yes.
And then the tip rotates. Yes.
Like this is a deep cut, but it kind of like the little rotating beads inside of the rabbits.
Yep. And I think it's just the way the motor runs, but it does have that feel. So yes.
Oh, such a good feeling. It hits all those nice nerve endings inside of you.
Mm-hmm. It does. So that's the toy aspect of this mutual masturbation. And toys are essential, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can go with the fingers and the oil and all that and just do your stroke-a-thon and have fun. But no, throw toys in it. It always makes it better.
Oh, yeah.
And that goes for you too, guys. Toys make it better.
Mm-hmm. It's worth
it. Your hand does not vibrate. And trust me, the vibrations are what make the sensations.
Yes.
You know, the Beach Boys had it right. I'm thinking about a good vibration.
I love it. I love how we like kind of went up throughout the show, like just upped the ante with the mutual masturbation. You gave us a lot of hills and valleys, a lot of peaks and ridges.
Speaking of ridges, I ended in a ridge.
You did. How
about that? He-bop. Yes. Well, it is a they-bop or us-bop.
A wee-bop, if you
will. A wee-bop. Yes, a wee-bop. Exactly. So that is, I'm going to call this part one of mutual masturbation, because there are so many more things we can talk about. I'm going to leave it open to be able to do this again in the future.
Oh, I would love to come back on that episode, because I have a couple of things that I think would be fun to bring up as mutual masturbation techniques.
Oh, I would love that. So stay tuned. Keep your ears open. Matter of fact, are you busy next weekend?
You know, I am not. My schedule is wide open. What's going on?
Let's just do this while we're doing it. Let's just do part two of this series next week.
Yes, I'm down for that. Absolutely.
Because there are so many things that I didn't get to cover either. And the show just went by really quick, and I was trying to, you know, get to everything, but there's just so much information that I think we need another hour of this.
Yes, a sequel.
A sequel, yes. A sequel. I love it. Is everybody good with that in the audience? What do you guys think? A little bit more of this?
Because, it like sounds I said, like it's a hit.
I think so. So we're going to do part two next week. 100% Callie, she's in. All right.
Oh, and yes, Callie.
I love Callie. She is such a sweetheart. She is always so positive.
Yes, she is. And thank you so much for hanging out with us over here and on FemDom Friday.
Yes. And of course, Mott, thanks for being here. Demi owns me. Thanks for being here. Yes. Cowboy, Aurora Priest, all of you. Everybody, just absolutely love having you here. You make this show so much fun for me every week. Now, before we go, why don't you give everybody a reminder of who you are and what you do and where to find you, Miss Michelle? Because the show is, the night is about mutual masturbation. Well, her fucking name is the Masturbatrix. So
yep.
Talk to them, bestie. Let them know.
I am your melodious masturbatrix, Goddess Michelle. I love creating melodies of my own, but I absolutely love eliciting melodies from others. You can find me at themasturbatrix.com, where I get into all kinds of naughty erotic storytelling. You can also, again, you can find me on themasturbatrix.bsky.social over on Blue Sky, and also at thedivineme on x.com. And also, if you're a part of our internal social media, our enchantrixempire.community.net social network, I'm over in there too. So add me if you're a part of that. I'm Michelle C. That's M-E-S-H-E-L-L-E C. I'd love to mix it up with you over there. Talk about some naughty masturbation and things like that. Keep it mutual. I'll follow you back.
Well, I am Miss Krista. Sorry for the silence there. I was muted and forgot I muted myself.
It happens.
I am a natural blonde, by the way, so I am allowed to do shit like that. And it's my show, so I can definitely do shit like that. So there, neener, neener. All right. I am Miss Krista, and you can find me on bonesexfetishblog.com. I have a couple of blogs coming out in the very near future. I am also something that I've been wanting to tell everybody, and I have been slipping my mind. I have been teasing you with part two of The Day You Become a Cuck. It was a blog, and it was a lot of fun, and a lot of people enjoyed it. I am not doing a blog on that. I am going to do an erotic audio on that.
Ooh, yes.
That part two will be basically be an erotic audio, and I am going to price it lower than most erotic audios are priced, because I want you to listen to it. I think you'll enjoy it. So that's going to be coming out, dropping soon too. This has been Kinks and Drinks. Thank you for listening. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Podbean server, but you must be 21 or older to partake. Listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, bonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. That is barring any major computer catastrophes like we had last week. Hopefully that won't happen. But I usually have it up early Sunday morning, so you'll be able to check it out. And I did start adding a second transcript that's a PDF. If you can open PDFs, it'll have some pictures, and the links work on it, so you can actually click the links inside of it. But anyway, there you go. I loved having you all here. Bestie, thank you so much for joining me. So much fun.
Absolutely. And
we will do round two, like I said. Hey, you know what? I told you it was a two for one tonight. Guess mm-hmm. what? You got it. I never lie. There you are. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Enjoy yourself.